So let's review. Tanur Abbanan. Our Gemara began by presenting a braisa that expands on our Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis and discusses how to draw the boundaries of cities with six different shapes for the purpose of measuring the Tchum Shabbos. Arucha Kamoishahi. A rectangular city keeps its actual boundaries and we do not square it off. Agula Eisen Lazavius. A circular city is squared off and we measure the Tchum from the square. Mirabas Eisen Lazavius. A square city keeps its normal boundaries, even if its sides are not aligned with east, west, north, and south. If it is wider on one end and narrow on the other, we draw the boundaries like two parallel lines to make it a rectangle. If one or two houses stick out beyond the rest of the houses, we draw a straight line past the protruding house that runs perpendicular to the boundaries on either side. This is true even if there are two houses that stick out on different sides of the city, and we need to extend the boundaries on two sides. If the city is bow-shaped or L-shaped, we view the inside area as if it were filled in. The Gemara elaborates. Am Rav Huna, Ir hasuyi ki keshes. Im yesh bein shnei rashi ha-pachis marbas alafim amo, moidedan la min ha-yeser. Vim lav, moidin la min ha-keshes. A bow-shaped city. If the two ends of the bar are less than 4,000 amos apart, we view the entire center space as if it is filled in when measuring the tchum. But if the two ends are more than 4,000 amos apart, each person would have to measure from his house on the inside of the bow itself. Umiyomer Rav Huna Hachi? Does Rav Huna really hold that we allow for such a large gap? Rav Huna taught elsewhere. Neisnin karfav lezu v'karfav lezu. If a city has a large empty space dividing it into two, the two halves of the city would share a single tchum only if separated by less than 141 and a third amos, the size of two kafifim, not 4,000 amos. Rabbi Bar Ula answers that he only limits the gap to 141 and a third amos when the two parts of the city are completely separated from each other. But when they are still connected on one side, like the bow-shaped city, the gap can be up to 4,000 amos. There's a machlokes in the room whether we view a bow-shaped city as if the center is filled in even when the middle of the bow and the place where the bowstring would be are more than 2,000 amos from each other. Abaye paskins, like Rava Berei de Rava Bar Avuna, that we view it as if it were closed up even if the gap is more than 2,000 amos, since a person could walk to the bowstring through the bow. The Gemara returns to the opening Mishnah, which stated, Hayisham gedudiyis gevoyis asar tvachim. The Mishnah said that if there are ruins 10 tvachim high, they can extend the boundary of the city. This includes three walls that don't have a roof. Ibailu, shtei mechitzes v'yeshalei and tikramah. With two walls that have a roof over them, also extend the boundary of the city. The Gemara presents a braisa that lists several types of structures that extend the city and several that do not extend the city. Among the structures that do not extend the city, the braisa lists nefesh shenifritza mishtei ruchisah elech ve'elech, a tomb that has two walls and is breached on the other two sides, apparently proving that two walls and a roof do not extend the city. The Gemara rejects this proof. They're like a tikra, because it may very well be speaking about a tomb that does not have a roof. Other structures mentioned in the braisa are Bayis Shabayam, a house on the sea, which Rav Papa explains refers to the building that the kalim of a ship are kept in when they are emptied from the ship, is significant enough to extend the city. Uma'ara Emis Aberesima. A cave does not extend the city, but when there is a bayis at the mouth of the cave, which together with the cave measure at least 4x4 amos, the cave does extend the city's boundaries. The Daf concludes by discussing the halachas of tchum of different types of living spaces. Am Rav Huna, Yeshvi tzrifin, ein moedin lehen ele mipesach betehen. People who live in huts should measure their tchum from the doors of their homes and not from the edge of town, since a group of huts is not considered a city. Even though the entire encampment of tents in the Midbar was considered like a city, that is only because al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisahu, command the kvilu dami. Since Klal Yisrael camped by the command of Hashem, it was considered a more permanent residence, even though they were really intense. If a community of huts has three chatzeres, which each have two houses, even Rav Huna would agree that it becomes a city. Rav Huna Marav teaches that people who live in huts and travel through deserts, chayen enu chayim, their lives are not lives because they are always traveling, and the shein uvneim enu shelahen, their wives and children are not really theirs. either because the men have to travel far to bathhouses, or because the women have to travel far to a mikveh, leaving the women vulnerable to being violated. Having discussed the disadvantages of such living conditions, the Gemara digresses to discuss other undesirable living arrangements. I'm Rav Huna. Kol ir she'im b'yerek, ein tam hachacham rishoy lader ba. A tam hachacham should not live in a city that does not have healthy vegetables, such as garlic and leek and radish leaves, at least in summertime. Other vegetables, however, along with coarse bread and fresh beer, are very unhealthy for a person's elimination, posture, and eyesight.